I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I never found a love like this before, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I never found a love like this before. Oh, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. From the depths of my soul this morning, God, I cry out, Lord, I love you more than anything. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day, and I love you more than anything. I thank you for another day that you have made. I thank you for another day that you blessed me to be able to see. And Lord, I love you more than anything, God. You have been so wonderful to me. You have been so kind to me. You have been so graceful to me. You have been so merciful to me. Lord, I love you with more than anything. God, you have been so good to me. And my heart cried out this morning, Lord, I love you, God. I magnify you and I glorify you. I honor and I adore you, God, for you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, God, to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. Lord, I love you, God, with more. I love you more than anything. I love you more than life itself. Because, God, you are the very air that I breathe. You are the reason that I move. You're the reason that I have my very. And so I love you, Lord. From the depths of my heart, Lord, I love you. From the depths of my soul, Lord, I love you. From the fruit of my lips, Lord, I love you. With the lifting up of my hands, Lord, I love you. God, bowing down before you, Lord, I love you, God, and I magnify you today. You are such a good God. You are such a wonderful God. Where can I even express, Lord, how great you have been? So I thank you, God, for holding me in your arms. Thank you for protecting me from the storm. I thank you for touching me with your fingers of love. I thank you for keeping me, God, safe, oh God, from every hurt, harm, and danger. I thank you, God, for walking with me. I thank you for breathing life into me. I thank you, God, for, oh God, being everything that I need and more. I thank you for the power, Lord, that you give me. I thank you, God, for loving me in spite of my faults. I thank you, God, for washing me and cleansing me and making me whole. I thank you, Lord, for reconciling me back unto you. I thank you, God, that you work in my past, you work in my present, and you continue and will continue to work in my future. God, I love you, and I magnify you today, for you are worthy to be praised, and you're worthy of the glory and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to pray. But, Lord, you told us that men are to always pray and not faint. We must not give up hope. We must not throw in the towel. We can't be weary in well-doing. God, there is a reaping. There is favor. There is breakthrough. There is the storm has to pass. It won't last always, God. Trouble don't last always. But, God, as we seek your faith, to you our praise, God. Oh, God, joy coming in the morning, God. Oh, God, you know, those words said that at midnight, Paul just prayed. At the darkest moment in their lives, God, while they were sitting in prison, sitting in jail, instead of complaining, instead of murmuring, instead of crying out, Lord, they cried out in worship. They cried out in prayer. They cried out in submission to you. Magnify you, God, finding themselves to be content in whatsoever state they found themselves in, and they offered unto you a sacrifice of praise. They blessed the God of our salvation. They blessed the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And as they invited you into their situation, God, you came in and you inhabited their praises. And when you inhabited their praises, Lord, a mighty earthquake came and it shook the foundation of the prison. So, God, their prayer and their praise is not only freed them, but their desire to worship you, God, right there, right on time. God was freed those that were held captive with them, God. Our praise moved mountains. God, our praise, God, invites you to come in and shift the atmosphere in our situation. Oh, God, our praise, God, welcomes you into the midst of us, God, where you can come to more and have your way. God, I thank you, Lord, because you have already shifted the atmosphere of my life this morning. God, I don't know what's ahead of me, Lord, today, because I told you that I love you, God, and I found this all from the depths of my
Jesus' things. Oh, that men would pray. He beckoned us to pray, to take time to communicate with you, to take time to commune with you, to take time to worship and have conversations with you. Oh, that men would pray. Oh, God, so that you can come in. You said, behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. And you just want to be in our presence. You want to be in our midst. You desire for us to take you everywhere we go. And you desire to hang out with us and sup with us. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with them. I'll abide with them. Lord, you said that you're willing to come and hang out with us. Lord, I love you more than anything, and I welcome you into my life. I welcome you to come to more and have your way. I welcome you to come and rest. Lord, I love you. Put a song of praise on our lips today, God, a song of adoration, Lord, where you can come in and inhabit our praises. Let it come from the depths of our souls, Lord. I've been singing this song for a couple of days, and every time I get up in the morning to sing it during prayer, Lord, I kept forgetting, Lord, but you wanted me to sing it at this present moment, at this present time, God, because you are in control. And so I thank you, God, for knowing what's best for me. Even when I try to script things out, Lord, you still know what's best. And I thank you, God, that my soul is willing to submit to you, God. Put flesh under subjection in each and every one of our lives. God, we try to organize everything. We try to get everything together, God, without consulting you. But you told us to seek you early while you may yet be found. And you also told us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, that's just not where we want you to order them. But, Lord, every moment, every hour, every second of the day, God, if we would just seek your face, Lord, seek you while you may be yet be found, God, and seek you in your righteousness, Lord. You said that you would guide us, lead us, and direct us, and you would add all these things unto us. Lord, I love you because you are such a wonderful God. You gave your best while I was in my worst state, Lord, so that I might be reconciled back unto you. Lord, I love you more than anything, God, because you always apply all of our needs, God, according to your riches up in glory. Lord, I love you more than anything, God. You promised me that you would never leave me nor ever forsake me, God. I thank you, God, and I love you, Lord, today more than anything. I'm excited about Jesus today. And I'm excited about the God of my salvation. Because not only am I loving on him, it's not a one-way street, but he has loved me. And God, you've loved me since the beginning of time. Before I was even shaped in my mother's womb, Lord, you knew me. God, you knew what you had in store for me. You knew the plans and the thoughts that you had for me to give me peace and not evil, God, to give me an expected end and a hope, God. You know what's best for me. And because you know what's best, Lord, I love you. Because you always do what's best for me. Lord, I love you. Because you always keep on blessing me. Lord, I love you. That's the words. That's the words that are flowing out of my heart, Lord, today. I just want to love on you, God, today. Because you first love me. Touch us even now, Lord. Touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Lord, we don't want to allow anything to separate us from your love today. God, if we have tribulation, if we have heartache, if we have sin, if we have weights, God, anything that will cause a separation between us and thee, we cast it out right now. We bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast the devil out of the mind. We cast the devil out of the wheels. And we cast him out of our way. Right now, we plead the blood. But can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood. We plead the blood over us right now. The blood still heals. The blood still delivers. And the blood still sets free. Thank you for your blood. That's never lost any of its power. And thank you for being such an awesome God. Now, God, as we go through this day, we know you. We know who you are. Paul said, that I may know you in the power of your resurrection, in the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death. God, we just don't want to know you in the good times, Lord, but we want to know you even in the hard, trying times as well, meaning that we won't turn our backs on you, that we'll continue to hold on to you, Lord, even when we don't understand what's going on, that we're willing to hold on. God, I want to be like Jacob and God and say, I won't let you go until you bless me, no matter how hard, no matter how tough, no matter how wearisome the struggle might be, Lord, I'm determined, Lord, today to say that I won't let you go until you bless me, Lord. You have everything that I need and more, so I won't let you go. Put it in the hearts of your people, God, to be determined not to let you go. We find ourselves, Lord, people are becoming stagnant. The people are becoming lazy. They're not willing to press towards you, Lord, but we're seeking for you to bless us. We want you to open up doors. We want to make ways out of no way, but we're not putting you first. Lord, you tell us in your word, when we seek you first, then you add all things that we need unto us. That's provision. That's shelter. God, that's ways made. Prick our hearts even now, Lord. We can tell you that we love you all that we want, Lord, but if we not an action word. I know I'm preaching in the midst of this prayer, but Lord, this is what you're putting in my heart. Love is action. And we can't just spit the word love and not put action behind it. Lord, let our words match up and line up with our actions today. That we might not just love you in words only, but that we would love you in action to give ourselves away to you. To give you our time, Lord, and our talent, God, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, or it is the least that we can do. We want to remain steadfast. We want to remain holy. We want to remain acceptable and offer you what you are deserving of, and you are deserving of our best. Prick our hearts when we're not willing to give you our best, Lord. Prick our minds out when we're not willing to offer ourselves to you. Prick us, God, when we allow ourselves to be led by our carnal flesh instead of being allowed by your spirit. Our flesh is going to lead us to death. It's going to lead us to destruction. But the spirit, man, God, your spirit is going to lead us to life and peace. Stir up in our sanctified minds right now, Lord. Forgive us when we turn our ways from you. Get us back in line and back on track with you. Because, God, you've been so good to us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes. Thank you for another chance to submit to your will and to submit to your way. Thank you for another opportunity to bless your name. David declared that I'm going to bless the Lord at all times because his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Because when I praise God, God comes in. He inhabits my praises because he wants to be in the midst of those that will worship and adore him. David knew the secret. Help us to understand the secret of getting what we need from you. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. You're magnificent. Lord, I love you more than anything. I pray your blessing on these, your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be received by the hearers of this prayer this morning. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen.